All right, Scott Muchenbaker, pull your microphone up near to your mouth and let's talk. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Jack?
Scott is the executive chef at the Beef Steak Club in downtown, and it's you're too busy to join us last week. I'm glad to hear about that, but it's good to have you back, man.
Absolutely. It's great to be back. I've missed it.
This is the longest run up to Easter ever, I think. I mean, my gosh, it's not until 4:20.
Yeah, is it 4:20?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Easter on 4:20 this year. But why don't we start with some discussion about Easter food?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Traditional fare is ham.
Ham, yeah. Everybody does ham for Easter. I mean, you get your Christmas goose and you get your Easter ham, right? I mean, that's just usually the way it goes. So what I got is I got a little bit of a glaze and just kind of a preparation to do a ham. You know, it's pretty basic, but, you know, it incorporates bacon, so that's good. What we'll do is for the glaze, we're going to start out with half of a pineapple, fresh pineapple. If you don't want to cut up a fresh pineapple, I guess go for the canned stuff. I would never say use a ready-made product, but if you want to, go ahead. So we'll do half a pineapple diced up real small, probably about a half inch to a quarter inch in size.
Like you can get in a can?
Yeah, just like that. Okay. You know, the cocktail fruit. Yeah, let's do that. But then we're going to do 2 pounds of bacon diced up. Then we're going to, for another ingredient, we're going to have 1 cup of rum. We're going to have a half a cup of maple syrup, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of chopped garlic, and we're going to have 1 cup of water in this this glaze.
Okay, the maple syrup was 1/2 cup, and after that you...
Then we got 1/4 cup brown sugar.
Okay.
Then we're going to do 1 tablespoon of chopped garlic. Mm. And 1 cup of water.
All right. We're ready for the glaze.
All right. So what we're going to do in a hot saute pan, about medium high, heat that up for about 5 minutes just so it's nice and hot. We're going to throw in 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. We're going to do 1 tablespoon of butter in there. Then we're going to throw in our bacon, and we're going to render all that fat out and get that bacon nice and crisp. And then after we do that, we're going to pull out our bacon, and then we're going to throw in our pineapple, and we're going to saute that until it's tender. And then we're going to add our brown sugar, and we're going to cook that for about 2 or 3 minutes till it's dissolved. It's kind of become almost like a caramel in kind of a way. And then we're going to deglaze that with the rum. Now, you got to be really careful when you do this. If you're using a gas range, you have that open flame, so this alcohol can ignite if you're not careful. So what you want to do is you'll add that rum in, and then if you want, you can flambe it, you know, kind of show your guests whatever, like, hey, this is kind of cool.
Oh, I see.
Cooking with fire. So if you're just using a regular electric range, once you throw that rum in, let it go for about a minute or so, pull out one of those stick lighters, light it, stand back a little bit, and then light it, and poof, you get a little fireball, and it'll burn off all the alcohol, but you'll still have that nice like spiced rum flavor.
Oh, great.
And then we will add the water to that, and that's going to be our glaze. So, and what we're going to do is we're going to put our ham into a roaster with about enough OJ to cover about the bottom inch of your ham. And then we're just going to glaze it with that glaze about every half an hour. And we're gonna cook that ham for about 2 hours or about 20 minutes per pound, give or take. And then we'll reduce the remaining of the glaze, and then we'll just pour that over the top of the ham just before serving.
All right, there's your ham and your glaze. That sounds very good. The tricky part is not to burn your house down if you try the flambe.
Yeah, watch the eyebrows, stand back a little bit, just be careful.
And 1 cup of rum will do that, huh?
Oh, yeah, 1 cup, oh, yeah.
And it has to be heated before it will light effectively? Or?
Yeah, it's just like, it's kind of the way they distill the alcohol. You know, they heat the mixture or whatever, and the alcohol evaporates, travels down that copper tube. You know, we've all seen the guys that are the making stuff in the woods or whatever, and it travels down that copper tube, and out comes your alcohol.
All right, good. All right, and if you guys aren't taking efficient notes like I'm not, this broadcast will be podcast on KFGO.com before the day's over. All right, next we have apple and fig gastrique. What is gastrique?
Gastrique is it's very, very French. It utilizes sugar and vinegar and creates a really like, it's hard to explain, but it's a nice sweet yet kind of a pungent vinegary thing. It's almost I kind of compare it to making like a jam or something like that.
Okay.
So yeah. So with
then, what do you do with it? You eat it by spoon or put it on some?
You put it. I just put it on the side. It goes really, really good with pork. You know, we're gonna be putting it on like our cheese plate this weekend that we're gonna be running. So it just goes good with, you know, all sorts of different flavors. There's so many different ways to make a gastrique, but
would it be good to dip your ham in that we've made?
Oh yeah, this is going with the ham. It's all real good with pork.
I got you, gastrique.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll start with 2 gala apples. We're gonna do 1 cup of figs, and we're gonna dice those up. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna saute those in a hot saute pan over medium high heat with about 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of butter. And once those are soft, we're going to add in a 1/4 cup of white sugar, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, and 2 tablespoons of fresh sage, 1 tablespoon of garlic. And then we're just going to let that cook down, and kind of like the same when we were making that glaze, we're just going to get those sugars melted down and kind of make a little bit of a caramel. You don't want it to stick to the bottom of your pan. Once you get it all melted down, we're going to deglaze that with a little bit of apple cider vinegar. And now when you do this, you got to be careful, because once vinegar gets hot, it releases these fumes, and it'll take your breath away. It's not going to hurt you by any means. It's not going to burn your eyebrows off like the rum, but it's going to take your breath away, and you're going to stand back for a second. And then we're just going to let that stew down for a little bit. And you can finish that with a little fresh dry sherry, and it's a really, really good accompaniment with some ham.
All right, there is your apple and fig gastrique, and now I'm excited to hear about your salad.
Yeah, so you know this every time you know when you think about Easter, I know a lot of other people do. You think fresh spring is finally here. This is when all these really beautiful, fresh vegetables start growing. You know, our season has been really started off kind of bad for these for ramps and fiddlehead ferns, but it just give it maybe a week or so, and you'll be able to go out and forage for these things. So good, so good. So what we're going to do is we're going to have 10 to 15 individual ramps, and ramps are kind of like a spring onion. They're really high in onion flavor. They're a little bit sweeter, but really, really tasty. And fiddlehead ferns is going to be, the fronds on a fern. It's going to be just before this new frond comes out. It's kind of twisted. It looks like the top of a fiddlehead.
Right.
So yeah,
they are excellent. Our good friend Kim Brewster brings those out of the wild every once in a while when he comes back with morels.
Yeah, I can't wait till
and ramps.
Yeah, I want to go mushroom hunting with that guy.
Follow him.
So we're going to have the 10 to 15 individual ramps, and we're going to do 1 1/2 cups of fiddlehead ferns, and we're going to have 1 slice medium shallot, and we're going to saute this on medium-high heat with just 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 tablespoon of butter. And once those fiddleheads start to become kind of soft, we're going to deglaze that pan with 1/4 cup of white wine and kind of let that stew down just a little bit. And then we're going to do 1/2 cup of chicken stock, and we're going to reduce that by 3/4. So it's going to be a little bit thicker. You're going to have a nice, like chicken stock flavor with a little bit of white wine in there. It's really, really good. And with this, we're going to do a little citrus vinaigrette. And so for that, we're going to do the juice and the zest of 1 orange. We're going to do 1/2 lime, 1/2 lemon. Then we're going to throw in 1 tablespoon of fresh chopped ginger, 1 tablespoon of fresh chopped garlic, 1 tablespoon of fresh thyme, 1/4 cup of honey, just to cut that citrusy, that, punch you in the mouth citrus flavor. And then we're going to put all that into a mixing bowl, and we're going to whisk that up really, really well. And you're going to throw in a little bit of salt and pepper just for seasoning. And then we're going to start whisking in 1 cup of extra virgin olive oil. And you're going to do this really, really slow, because this, if you just dump all this olive oil in right away, it's not going to get a chance to emulsify with all the other ingredients. So you can do this in a blender too. That works really, really fast, so you don't have to work up the forearm strength to keep on whisking. But yeah, then you just toss your veggies in this dressing and serve it warm, and maybe shave a little fresh Parmesan cheese over the top. Real good.
Ham and glaze, apple and fig gastrique, ramp and fiddlehead salad, fiddlehead fern salad. All right.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as an Easter cocktail?
Oh.
I didn't prepare you. Okay, never mind. Sandy, can you think of one?
Wine at mass.
Okay, that's right.
Well, that's a good one.
Hey, Scott, thank you for
Brandy
coming
Brandy Alexander's.
By,
Thanks, Jack.
When you have those on Easter? Or is that a Christmas thing?
I think that's more of a Christmas thing.
I know Sandy was over at your place the other day. Did she trash the place?
Or? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she made a big mess. She's screaming and hollering. Well,
I got to tell you, that was great.
Thank you.
One of our friends said that it was the best steak she's ever had.
All right.
So, thank you.
Was it that one you dyed green for the St. Patrick's Parade?
Yeah. I cut him up right after the parade and we served him.
And you can always tell food a lot. That lobster risotto,
yeah.
I didn't need to add anything to it. It was perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it was splendid, really.
Yeah, you shouldn't
Congratulations.
Shouldn't have salt and pepper shakers at the table.
No, and you don't, and I didn't even ask for them.